What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
This is Patreon Playlister David Lee Smith, and you're listening to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin!
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, and my partner in crime, Brian Colburn. With our special guest, Melissa Boileau from the Songs of the Attic radio program, which airs on 87.7 FM WVOA radio on Sundays from 10 to 11 a.m. What's going on, everybody?
What's up? What's up?
How are you?
Welcome back, Melissa.
Well, thank you. I'm always so thrilled to be on with you guys. You are hands down my favorite podcast. I love your banter, and I love disagreeing verbally, though you can't hear me, so I can't get in trouble. It's great.
Well, tonight you will get in trouble because now you can.
Oh, it's good. This is going to be a good one. I'm really excited about this one.
I'm excited just to be back on the show.
Yeah, we've missed you, man.
I am so thrilled, man. I miss you guys so much, and I'm so happy it's the first one back with Melissa. I was going crazy. I called Brian yesterday. I go, T-minus 24 hours, we're back on the show again.
Well, we actually teased this episode all the way back on our Muppets episode.
Yes,
we
and
did.
We are finally making it come to fruition. So this one's a long time coming, Melissa. And I want to ask, for those that don't know, tonight our topic is 80s power ballads. And I want to ask you, how tough was it to come up with your top 10 list tonight?
Okay. And this will give you a really great idea for me. I've written this list and changed it completely 150 times. And this was more difficult for me than the Billy Joel list.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah. I had so many different approaches. I thought, okay, do I want to do three male, three female, three duet, and then a random? Do I want to go by... A part of me was starting to line it up and do one song from each year for the 10 years. I was all over the map. And me being like the teacher, I felt like I had to organize it some way. Yeah, this is not organized at all. It's just all kind right. of put on paper.
Mine is all over the place.
Yeah.
But my number 10 has been changed about 17 times.
I can't wait.
Usually Brian and I don't talk about our list, but I had to because there was one song I put in there that I will mention at the end of the show that I thought it was a power ballad, but it wasn't a power ballad, but it could have been a power ballad, but it really wasn't. I'll just do that in the quick way.
All right. All right. Well, yeah, because you basically called me and you said, dude, is this a power ballad or not? Because like,
it was just one of those. And I will explain why later when we get to
now,
number 10.
Now, wait a minute. Are we going like power ballads? Are we thinking like they had a hair band power ballads, or are they just like, wow, this song was all over the place. In that time, it was used in movies. It was all over the radio. What are we kind of...
I'm all over the place with this one. Okay. I'm with right. movies, hair bands, okay. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, dear God.
I'm all over the place with mine.
All right. Perfect. Okay.
Well, mine, I leaned into the hair bands because that's my thing. And I've been waiting uh-huh. for... We did an 80s rock episode, but that was
Which
more...
Was phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
That's one of our more popular ones with Jim Santor of the Underrated Rock Book. If you want to hear... some 80s rock songs talk, check out that episode. But this one, because the 80s rock episode was not just hair bands, I felt like, man, there were so many bands I didn't get a chance to talk about. But when we drop a name, power ballad, in my life, I was born in 1977. I hit 10, 11, 12 years old during the height of the power ballads.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
was a lot of the hair bands.
Yes.
So a lot of the songs I had kind of stick in that era. However, I originally thought this was going to be the hardest episode I've ever had. But then I realized as I was doing my research that I had enough songs from 1990, which is out of the decade,
yes.
that could have filled a 80s power ballad playlist on its own. Because if you listen to this list, Black Crowes, She Talks to Angels, Cinderella, Heartbreak Station, Damn Yankees, High Enough, Extreme, More Than Words, Firehouse, Love of a Lifetime, Poison, Something to Believe In, Scorpions, Winds of Change, and Steel Hearts, I'll Never Let You Go. Those are eight monster ballads that I said, are you kidding me? Those were 1990? Because to me, 1989 and 1990 are 1 year.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Spoil one of your picks, Gomez?
Yeah, now I got to replace it right now. Excuse my language.
That's fantastic.
Well, one of these songs that I just mentioned was on Gomez's list, and he just realized he screwed the poop.
Oh, did I just that one? Excuse my language. As soon as you said it, I'm like, really?
Off the rails we go, folks, and we haven't even gotten started yet. Before we get down to business, if you'd like to support the show and become a Patreon member, it's quite easy. Head over to patreon.com/playlistwars and select whichever tier works best for you. Like I said, tonight our topic is 80s power ballads, and we've each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorite tracks. Well, Gomez is down to 9 right now, none of which have been
actually
shared
down to 8.
Two of them?
I don't know what number 10 is yet. I have to replace my, damn it, number 7.
Well, when we get to number 7, you got to make sure you tell us which one of those 8 songs it's going to be.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway. Well, throughout the episode tonight, we'll each reveal our track ones through track tens, one by one, crafting what we each feel is the perfect 80s power ballads playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the Playlister family, to vote at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com to decide once and for all which one of us got it right. And if you simply can't decide who you want to vote for while you're visiting the site, you can also listen to each one of our playlists so you can hear where we're coming from with the choices we made. Later on in the show, we'll each choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song that somebody else on this panel picked, but you didn't. So, Melissa, let's turn it over to you. Put down your cell phone, pick up your Bic lighter, and light, wait for it, the flame with your track one.
There is no cheap trick on my list, my friend. Not one. All right. So I'm going to come right out of the gate and I'm going to go with a track that was released in 1980 from an album that was kind of very popular and known. And in fact, this band just played locally here in Syracuse. And after I heard this song live, it absolutely had to go on my list. So the album from 1980, Lost in Love, I'm going with Air Supply's All Out of Love.
I'm all out of love. Sorry.
Oh, God.
It'll be in your head now.
It is, because as soon as you said it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's one of those songs.
It is. It totally is. Oh. I'm so lost without you. Yeah. Yeah.
Gomez, are you all out of love?
I've had full of love with my wife, but no, I did not make my track list, but it's a great song. But there is one movie, every time I hear this song and the character is singing, I can't think of it right now. It's
Van Wilder.
Yes, Van Wilder.
Yes.
Wow, I got a movie reference.
Because I haven't seen Van Wilder in so long. So you must have watched it recently.
No, it's Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds in every role he's ever in, which is why Ryan Reynolds is the perfect Deadpool and Van Wilder and name any other movie he's been in. He's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. So, Ryan, did it make your list?
Unfortunately, it was not hair bandy enough to make my list, but I actually really like the song. There's nothing wrong with Air Supply. I mean, that screams 80s.
Right.
I leaned into the hair band. There's enough Aquanet in my playlist to kill the ozone layer.
Aquanet. All right. Here we go now.
Gomez, what do you got for track one?
So track one, I actually went with an 80s hair band. I went with Whitesnake, Is This Love?
Oh, that was on version 98 of my 150 redos of this list.
It was hard choice between the two good songs that they, well, I liked a lot, Is This Love, and I can't remember the other one, Here I Go Again, whatever that song was. I didn't realize that it was long rumored that this song was originally written for Tina Turner.
Oh, I didn't know that either, and I love her.
So hearing that was kind of weird, because I would have loved to have seen Tina Turner do this song.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I have no movie or video game reference for this song, because there really wasn't much. So track one, Whitesnake, Is This Love.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Patreon playlister Anthony Welk, who chimed in with Is This Love, as well as on Twitter to Casey, who chimed in with their other hit. You mentioned it before, Here I Go Again. Two great Whitesnake songs. And I got nothing but love for that song. It just did not crack my top 10. Melissa?
It's not on mine either at all. I'm going to be interested if any of us have combos tonight.
Yeah, there could be some crossovers. You never know.
I'm going to be interested.
It's definitely not for track one, because my track one, I'm going to go to 1989. I'm going right
on the
towards
border.
The end of the decade. Yeah, right.
Right on the border. Let's go right to Mexico.
The third single from their self-titled Skid Row, I'm going with I Remember You.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Reached number six on the Billboard US Hot 100. And this is definitely a put your lighters in the air song. When that chorus kicks in, 20,000 people are singing along at the top of their lungs, in tune, out of tune, it doesn't matter. I was going for that kind of a playlist. Cover songs. In 2000, the Ataris covered the song on the Punk Goes Metal compilation. And if you have young children in your house and you want an excuse to play songs that you actually enjoy, you could look up the Kids Bop Sings Monster Ballads CD that came out in 2011. And there's a Kids Bop version of I Remember You by Skid Row. Shout out to our newest Patreon playlister, Cactus Pete, as well as on Twitter to Drunk Theory's Kelly Madden, Tazzy44, Michael at Michael's Record Collection, Island Time Dog, Karen KD Lady 327, and M. Kneva, who all chimed in with this one, as well as our friend Steve Matros, who chimed in with 18 in Life. My track one, Skid Row, I Remember You.
Great pick, Brian. It did not make my list, but truly a good pick.
I will be honest, of so many of these songs, I have a backstory with this one, and it's a backstory that affects my husband. And because of what the backstory is, I could not put it on my list. But it is a great song, and had I not known a little bit of that history, it would have been on my list.
All right. I completely get it. Sometimes you add a memory to a song. And it,
yeah,
totally changes the meaning. Melissa, track two. We're back to you.
Track two. So this song, 1984, I love the lyrics of this song, but I'll be honest, I don't love the version that is popular because of the band that made it popular. I've loved cover versions of it better when I've heard it, even by local bands here. I am going with Foreigner from 1984. I Want to Know What Love Is. Oh, I heard sounds.
Oh, yes, one. You did.
Oh, did I get one?
Yes, you did.
Oh, the lyrics I like, but then I'm like, I don't know. I think something with the arrangement. I don't really know. And I love Foreigner. Foreigner 4, my Mark Rivera from Billy Joel's band did so much with Foreigner. And Lou lives right down the thruway from me here in Rochester, or he's from there. But I do love the song, and I love the words behind it. And it's just that longing, wonderful song. So that's why I chose it.
It's a great pick. You know why it's a great pick, Melissa?
Because you chose it.
That's true. And it's actually my number 10.
Oh, my God. That was the one?
That was the one.
What?
And, of course, I have to bring up that version. So Rock of Ages that Tom Cruise did this song?
Yes, and he sang into who's ever was the other actress's butt. I don't know why.
Ew.
Yeah.
He used her butt like a microphone.
Yeah.
I hate Tom Cruise.
I'll just spoil it now. That movie moment is the reason that this song did not make my playlist, and I trifecta chopped it.
Well, good for you, but I still love the song, the 80s version, not Tom Cruise's version. Even though I was surprised the man could actually sing.
Meh.
But I just didn't like his version. Sorry, Tom. We'll see how you do in Top Gun Maverick, okay, buddy? But number 10 for me is Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. Just a great, powerful song. I always love it, even when the harmonies come in towards the end. It's just a great, powerful song.
I got nothing but love for the song. I do actually enjoy the 80s original as well. I love the chorus with the choir in it. Mm-hmm. It just missed my list, but I joke and say that it was because of Tom Cruise. It really wasn't. This song could very easily fit into my top 10. It just missed the mark. Another good contender for my honorable mention, though. So maybe it'll get an honorary trifecta. But Gomez, we're right back to you for track two now.
So track two, I had a hard time. And, you know, coming back to the show this week with Melissa, which I was so excited, is like, I have to make sure I added something to my list. And I was looking at my list. I noticed there was one thing missing. There was no Grand Theft Auto. So I had to put something from Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Why? Because it was all 80s at that point. And I actually went with Hall & Oates, Out of Touch. First of all, I truly love this song. Surprisingly, it goes well with this video game too, people. I don't know why, but it does. Stealing a car, going 100 miles per hour, it runs very well. So, and also, I love the song for other reasons. Talking about, you know, how to deal with the absence of a woman that he truly loved. It just talks about relationships in life. And that's what life is all about. So, track two, Hall & Oates, Out of Touch, Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Rockstar, don't forget me, guys.
He's still gunning for that.
I'm still gunning for it, man.
Unintended. unfortunately, that one is a little out of the... I know Hall & Oates dealt with mullets, but they didn't really get the full Aquanet thing going. So they didn't really fit in with the vibe I was going for, but I love that song. Who could say anything bad about those guys? I absolutely love the track. Melissa?
No, I agree completely. They have that Hall & Oates phone number that if you dial this phone number... You can select a Hall & Oates song, depending on if you need to get through the day, like those you'd call to like get a movie time or whatever, and you'd press the button, it would tell you the movie. There's an actual Hall & Oates line.
Really?
That you can, oh my God. Yeah, it's hysterical. You know what? Let me look it up because I did it. I have it on speed dial because in the middle of the day, sometimes you just need some Hall & Oates. You need that little break in the day.
You're not doxing Hall or Oates with this number, are you?
No, I'm honest to God.
Damn it.
I am
Melissa's
dead.
Calling again. What song do I have to sing this time? No.
Okay, here it is. Write this down, and then I want you all to try this. So here's what
actually,
you have to do.
I'm going
to
do it.
Okay. It's 719-266-2837, which actually that ending spells Oates.
I'm going to call after the show because I got to hear this. I can't
it's
do it.
It's hysterical. Yeah, it's great.
I'm going to do this after the show.
All right. How about we just pause for a brief second here so everybody can call the Hall & Oates line. All right, we're back, and we are up to my track two.
And we're back.
Yeah, we don't have a sponsor there. If you'd like to sponsor and put an ad right in that spot right there, let us know, playlistwars@gmail.com. Anyway, my track two is the second single. I'm going back to 1989 because you just have to. From their debut album, Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinking Rich, I'm going with Warrant's Heaven. Reached number two on the Billboard US Hot 100. Originally recorded by Janie Lane and Stephen Sweet's old band, Plain Jane, before it was re-recorded and made massive by Warrant. Now, the song actually took the record company by surprise. They did not expect this song to take off like it did. And the band actually re-recorded the track after the album was released to give it a bigger radio sound. However, if you own one of the first 250,000 copies of the original record, you will have that first version of the song. Later pressings feature the version that we all heard on the radio. So something for you CD collectors to keep in mind when you're out hunting in the record stores. Try to find that first edition. Cover songs. I'm going to feel like a broken record here, but in 2000, the Punk Goes Metal compilation featured a Newfound Glory covering the song. And once again, parents, Kids Bop Kids sings Monster Ballads for a toddler rock version of Warrant's Heaven. Shout out on Twitter to the So Wizard podcast, Island Time Dog, and Casey, who also chimed in with this one, as well as a shout out to Kay Hutch, who chimed in with Sometimes She Cries. I was torn between the two. It came down to a coin flip. I love both songs equally. They're my two favorite Warrant ballads, and I could have went with either one, but I went with my track two, Heaven.
Well, I know Heaven's definitely not a place on earth for me, but it did not make my list, man.
Melissa?
Yes, sirree. Heaven's my number 10.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, my number 10.
So two 10s are closed already.
Wow.
I love just everything about that song. Like, you're sitting in the car. Actually, so I made a playlist on Spotify of these to make sure the order flowed okay. And I pulled into a Dunkin' Donuts to get my morning coffee. And of course, I don't listen to anything quietly. I got the thing blasting. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I fling my door open and the woman next to me gets out of her car and I'm ready to get yelled at. And she goes, "Oh my God, I have not heard that song in forever. You just made my whole week right now." She gets on the phone. She calls her husband. She's like, "This girl in the car next to me who looks like she could be our daughter is blasting Warrant right now." I'm like, "Oh my God."
That's so awesome.
It's music that brings people together. In this era of music, my personal opinion is the absolute best.
This is the one I was fighting with Warrant or Foreigner for my number 10. So this was really difficult for me. So I went with Foreigner though.
Well, you got an honorable mention later, so who knows? There's still a lot of songs to cover, though.
Well, it might be an honorable mention, but I'd like to hear what everybody else has.
All right, Melissa, back to you for track three, then.
So track three, 1982, this band, I absolutely adore. There's a member of this band that I am, like, hell set on meeting because he has worked with everyone. I think he is probably one of the most underrated guitarists. I don't think people realize the tremendous work that he did on Michael Jackson's Bad album. And not to mention the fact that this band is a band of studio musicians. And besides Steely Dan, who do we hear as far as a band that is made up of your talented studio musicians? So I'm obviously talking about Toto. So from 1982's Toto 4, I'm going with, oh, it just hurts to say it, this song. Oh, it just gets me every time. I Won't Hold You Back.
First of all, great pick. Was not on my list. It was hard.
It's a great song. Again, not enough Aquanet in Toto. So
Steve Lukather is still using it now.
And we are not sponsored by Aquanet, folks. Just
no, but if Aquanet wants to sponsor us, please give us a call.
This episode would be their target, right?
Exactly.
Well, Gomez, we are back to you for track three.
So track three, thinking of good movies in the 80s, and I had some good luck with some great songs, but I went with one that I truly loved from one of my favorite movies from 87. I went with Starships, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, from the 1987 movie Mannequin. I love this song. Me and my wife would sit there, sing it every time the movie's on. Even if we hear it on the radio, we sing this song. So track three, Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
I love this song a lot. I'm mad at this song right now.
Oh, God.
We were driving up to New Hampshire, and it came on, and I was belting it out. I would have made Starship proud. And then we ran into traffic, so traffic's going to stop us now. So I'm mad at the song for that, because it was a good 35 minutes of traffic that started with Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now. However, in 2001, The Starting Line did a great punk version of this song on the With Hopes of Starting Over EP. So definitely worth checking that one out. This one could be my honorable mention, even though I'm still mad about it for putting me in traffic. But
so far, every song that I have mentioned has been almost an honorable mention for you.
Dude, this is a really tough category for me.
It is. Like, it is.
A lot of these are all great songs so far. Melissa, did this make your list?
It did. It did. It is my number 8.
Wow, that gives me two trifecta killing axes tonight. Damn.
I adore this song. I was actually blasting it in my classroom, and the kids were looking at me like I was crazy. Because have you seen the new Kristen Wiig, Ben Hader little skit between the two of them?
No.
Oh my gosh, you need to YouTube it. It is hysterical, and they got the hand motions going. YouTube the two of them doing it. It's a really cute, short little clip. And Kristen Wiig is like sitting on the couch, totally unentertained by Ben trying to like seduce her with the song. It's hysterical. I've always loved the song, and my husband and I were able to stand on the stage with Starship when they were performing here a couple years ago. So when they performed this song and Sarah, I was just, it's a band that I love from that era. So it was my number 8.
Awesome. And now I'm going to see if either one of you guys have this song, and this is going to be probably I don't know if I'd call this a deep cut because the song reached number 10 on the Billboard US Hot 100. So it's a hit. It's a definite hit. But looking at my list, I'd say this would be one of the deeper cuts on my list. And it is the May I Help You riff that I play on guitar anytime I go to a guitar store and I'm looking at a new acoustic. I always start with the opening of the song because to me, I get a good feel of how beautiful the guitar is going to sound. Not that my playing is anywhere near as amazing as Tesla with Love Song. Obviously, a year later, in 1990, the band took the song to another level when the massive five-man acoustical jam album was released. I absolutely love this song. And again, I swear I'm not reading this album's track list one by one, but you could definitely tell what demographic this CD was going after because Kids Bop Sings Monster Ballads also has a version of Tesla's Love. I kid you not. Tesla's Love Song. You should get that for the classroom.
I'm just, Melissa. I'm writing it down because I have to. You're right.
You really have to.
I've used this a lot for Isabella when she was younger.
Oh, it's great. It's absolutely great.
I'm looking at Amazon right now.
Shout out to Patreon playlister Eric Chale, as well as on Twitter to Tazzy44, Steve at the On the Flight podcast, and Karen, KDLady327, who had my track 3, Tesla Love Song.
Great pick, Brian. It did not make my list, though. I was thinking about it. I'm listening to it, and I'm just like, I don't know if it went with my flow of the music, because I was all over the place with mine.
All right. Melissa?
Not on mine at all. No Tesla.
All right. Well, we are back to you then for your track 4.
All right. My track 4. Now, there's no hair in this. There's no Aquanet. There's a lot of plastic surgery, though, involved in this one. So 1983, although the plastic surgery didn't come in until
1990.
I think he started really early because his face didn't move for a while there. It was very plastic. It was not originally done by these two as a duet. Originally, it was done by Bob Seger, but I love this version the best. Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton's We've Got Tonight.
Ooh. Excellent, excellent pick, but did not make my list.
Well, obviously, Kenny Rogers doesn't really fall into that hairband thing. So, yeah, I actually personally prefer Bob Seger's version, but I gravitate more towards Bob Seger's music just from hearing it endlessly when I was growing up with my folks. But this is also a fantastic version as well. So no doubt on this one, just did not make the vibe I was going for with 80s power ballads. Gomez, track 4.
Good old Tina Turner. She must have used a lot of Aquanet. We Don't Need Another Hero. One of my favorite songs from her. It appeared in the 1985 film Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which I actually did like. Starring Mel Gibson and Tina Turner had a role in this movie.
I love that movie.
I love the movie too, but the song was just powerful. It just fit that movie perfectly. The persona of Mel Gibson's character, everything about it. The video, the music video was even awesome. It was the Thunderdome video. For the movie, it mm-hmm. just made it perfectly, and it was in one of my favorite TV shows in the 80s growing up, season 4, episode 2, Night of the Juggernaut, Knight Rider, because they had that song playing in the background when they're trying to rebuild Kit. So it was one of those shows that I truly love to heart in my 80s. So Tina Turner's We Don't Need Another Hero, Beyond the Thunderdome, number 4.
Love the movie, love the song. Did not go with the vibe I was going for on my list, but absolutely love that one. Melissa?
Not on mine, but She's My Girl, and I adore everything she's done, but it did not make my list.
All right. Well, my track 4 comes from an album where there was a lot of Aquanet being used, so much so that I think it unfairly lumped this band into hair metal, which I've said several times on this show. I do not consider them hair metal at all. But this song and this album cover cemented them in that sound. But I'm going to go with the second single from 1986's Night Songs. And I'm going with Cinderella, Nobody's Fool.
Ooh.
Reached number 13 on the Billboard US Hot 100. And while not a cover per se, in 2017, Tom Kiefer released the deluxe edition of his album, The Way Life Goes. And there's both a full rock and piano version of the song Nobody's Fool, and both feature Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm on vocals. While the original still hits harder for me, both of these versions are absolutely incredible and worth the time to look up. And sadly, kids, Nobody's Fool was not on Kidz Bop Sings Monster Ballads. However, Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone is, so I still get to give this CD another plug. Shout out to Patreon playlister Eric Chael and on Twitter to K Hutch, Max Garnett, and the Phantom Jukebox, who all chimed in with this one, while Patreon playlisters Cactus Pete and David Lee Smith, along with on Twitter Jason Skull and Island Time Dog, all chimed in with Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone. Maybe they have copies of Kidz Bop Sings Monster, but I don't know. Anyway, my track 4, Cinderella, Nobody's Fool.
Awesome, awesome song. It did not make my list. As much as I should, it could have made it, but I wasn't going for that huge hair glam.
You're
going
to use that excuse a lot tonight. There's a lot more hair to be had on my list. We'll see where this goes. Melissa, did Nobody's Fool make your list?
It did not. It was on one of my lists, though, I can recall, but not the final one.
All right.
That was page 932 that's in the trash
much.
Right now.
I should have had a notebook. I mean, I needed one of those legal pads, I'm telling you.
Well, hey, that's a good thing, because then there can always be 80s Power Ballads Part 2. So.
We could do 17, 45, and up to 100 versions of this, I think.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. Well, we're back to you for your track 5.
My track 5. So this song, I sing this all the time. I used to sing it to Teddy, and he would turn the volume up and say, who sang this song? And I'd say, Survivor. And he'd say, then let them sing it, please. So from the 1984 record Vital Signs, I'm going with Survivors, The Search Is Over.
Nice.
Nice. Very good tune. Did not make my list, but I love that song, though.
Survivor could very easily slide into my playlist. Unfortunately, they did not make the final cut, but that's a great effing song right there. I love
that song.
Gomez, track 5.
So I think I'm going to go with a deep cut on this one, Brian. I could be wrong, but I think this is a deep cut. So I'm going to go with Phil Collins. And no, it's not In the Air Tonight.
What do you mean? That drum fill doesn't get you?
Oh, it does, but it didn't go. I actually like this song. Long, long way to go. For me, it's like a power ballad meets like slow music. But it's also, it feels like it's about dissolving relationship and describing something that a worst case scenario. I first heard this song in one of my favorite TV shows in the 80s. It was in Miami Vice. Mm-hmm. It was in season 2, episode 23. It's when Tubbs lost his family in a car wreck that went over the river. And then you hear the song. And unfortunately, the father-in-law, I guess you could say, is one of the major drug dealers, Calderon. So while this song is hearing in there at the funeral, this plays in there. And it just is one of those sad things. But for me, this song resonates for me a little bit, just for a lot of reasons. But it's just a great song. And then at the end, it just shuts off. So it's just a good, powerful song for me. So track 5, Phil Collins, Long, Long Way to Go. Thanks, Miami Vice.
I was going to say, as soon as you started saying, I'm like, oh, he's going with the other song from Miami Vice.
Yes. Listen, I want to do In the Air Tonight, but I talk about that song, I think, on a lot of our shows.
You have.
So for me, I had to do something different.
One of the early stages of my list, Take Me Home, from the same album, was teetering into the playlist, but then I decided to lean into the hairband stuff. So unfortunately, did not make mine. Melissa?
Not mine either, but a great choice.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I am using track 5 as my contractually obligated New Jersey representation song. The third single from 1988's New Jersey. I'm going with Bon Jovi's I'll Be There For You. Reached number 1 on the Billboard US Hot 100. And this song made the list for me out of the other Bon Jovi power ballads because of the fact that, my God, Richie Sambora's vocals in this song stick out as much as John Bon Jovi's. And the vocals, the way those two come together in this song, it just is perfect. I know at some point when Richie was still in the band, he used to take this song and do leads on it in their mm-hmm. concerts. So I feel like the two of them together, it was almost like a dual lead vocal situation, which I absolutely love. Bon Jovi did get some love on our page. Island Time Dog on Twitter chimed in with Never Say Goodbye. and M. Knieva chimed in with Wanted Dead or Alive. So, I mean, Bon Jovi was all over the power ballad thing, but when I looked at the vibe that my playlist was taking, I'll Be There for You, my track five.
Brian, that's a great choice. I would have had a hard time with Bon Jovi, though. Bon Jovi's definitely not on my list, but I probably would have went Wanted Dead or Alive. Just because I love hearing that song, especially when Richie was on the band with him singing it with John Bon Jovi, and seeing it live was always awesome. So the live version is the one I love the most. But I'll Be There for You for being on a CD. This is a perfect choice for you. Good pick, man. Awesome pick.
Awesome, awesome. And I will say this. I want to give a shout out to our good friend Sean Faust, who back in episode 34 had this on his playlist. That's the only spoiler alert I'll give. So we had a lot to say on that episode about I'll Be There for You, as well as a ton of other Bon Jovi tunes. So go check that one out. Melissa, any Bon Jovi on your top 10?
No, sadly no, because if I were to choose a Bon Jovi song, it would have been Bed of Roses, but then we're in the 90s.
Yes, that was another one of those ones. That's not 89.
Right. I got crushed with that one. That was on repeat after a breakup for me. So wrong decade.
Well, we've got 90s power ballads as a possible episode for the future. So maybe we'll give you a chance, Melissa, on that one.
Okay, I'll hold it.
All right. Well, we are right back to you then for track six.
Okay, so track six, this band has had so many. To me, there's two separate sections of this band. There's the pre and then the one that I love. And because I love cheesy, sappy love songs, I love the version of this band when Peter Cetera was a part of it. And Peter Cetera, to me, ruled the 80s. He had more duets, solos. If you type in 80s love songs, Peter Cetera is all over it. All over it. Amy Grant. I mean, all over the place. I have a problem, and I can go on a tangent. I will not. With the song 25 or 6 to 4. I can't stand it. Now, most people, I lose all credibility when I say that I can't stand that song. People look at me. I get in very violent arguments. But that era of Chicago, I get it. Musically, instrumentally, the arrangements, wonderful. But if you want to go sappy, heartfelt, kick you in the gut Chicago, that's your Peter Cetera, 80s Chicago. Mm-hmm. So from Chicago 19, which was released in 1988, I went with Look Away.
Ooh.
I had that 45. I swear to God.
Love that song. I listen to it still and I'm in my car and I go,
Just that keyboard. Like, you know the decade. They just said, here, 1988.
Here's your Casio.
I actually was going to put a Peter Cetera song on my list, too, actually.
It was going to be from The Karate Kid 2.
It was, The Glory of Love.
The Glory of Love, I knew.
Because I love that song, but I also, every time I hear that song, I see Daniel with Kumiko running down the freaking rocks. It was just one of those songs. Of course, I would have used it, but it's not on my list, though.
I'm just picturing you running down...
Dude, I could not run down. I would be rumbling. Hold on. I will admit to this. If I'm running down that mountain that those two round, it would have been, I would have been rumbling, stumbling, fumbling.
It would have been like, oof.
And then when I got done, I would have been like,
Man, I love that song. And unfortunately, it didn't make my playlist, but that's a great, great pick. Another one that I might be considering for my honorable mention here.
Well, it didn't make my list. We all know that one because Brian just put a picture of everyone, me falling down a hill. I mean, rocks.
You rule. No going to Okinawa and falling down a hill to a Pita Cetera soundtrack.
You are out of sick days, my friend.
I'm taking this show live. Brian doesn't know that yet.
Well, dude, I'm sure if you live streamed you singing Peter Cetera from a mountain in Okinawa, we would probably get a lot of people tuning in for that. So.
I need a video feed for that as well.
Join the $50,000 tier at patreon.com/playlistwars to fund Gomez's Okinawa journey.
We are going to put a GoFundMe page on this one. And we're going to take Melissa with me because then she can videotape this whole thing.
Yeah, we need someone to stream it, right?
It has to be filmed.
Oh. All right, well, Gomez, with that, there's really no way to segue out of that. So
no,
why don't you give us your track six?
So my track six, I went with somebody from New Jersey, but I didn't go with Bon Jovi. I went with Bruce Springsteen. I'm on fire. This song was great. I love this song. We always loved the music video. It also had that Johnny Cash feel of the song. Bruce Springsteen was one of those great artists that I grew up more than Bon Jovi, and this song will always resonate with me. But little movies on this one. 1989, Great Balls of Fire with Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. 2015, 50 Shades of Grey, which I'm surprised.
Oh, there's my movie.
I just struck a chord with Melissa.
Sorry.
Never
Sorry.
Seen it.
So her husband's going to be thanking me later.
I just got to get the visuals in my head, and then he will, but okay. He refuses to watch it. I told him it could benefit him. Dude, it can benefit you. Sorry. I digress.
And the 2005 movie Sahara with Matthew McConaughey. So track six, Bruce Springsteen, I'm on fire.
It's a great song. I already got my New Jersey quota filled with Bon Jovi, so that one did not make my list. However, cover songs, if you grab the deluxe edition of Battle Studies by John Mayer, he does a fantastic acoustic version of that. So definitely worth checking out. Unfortunately, did not make my list. Melissa?
Not mine either. I don't have any Bruce. I don't put Bruce on a lot of lists.
All right. Well, we are back to me now for my track six. There's nothing more power ballady than Poison, and I'm going with 1988's Open Up and Say Oz, third single, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. The band's highest charting single reached number one on the Billboard US Hot 100. Was named number 34 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s and number 100 in their 100 Greatest Love Songs, as well as number 7 on MTV and VH1's Top 25 Power Ballads. So Billboard ranked the song number 5 also on their list of the top 10 best Poison songs. Sadly, back in episode 3, I did not include this song on my Poison playlist, spoiler alert, but I used a different ballad instead, one that was recorded after 1990, which was something to believe in. However, go back to episode 3 and check out The Battle of Poison with our guest and friend of the show, Sean Morton, if you haven't heard that one yet. But shout out to Patreon playlister Philip Bergman, as well as on Twitter to our good friend Chris Hartman from the Film Exiles podcast, Ryan Wilson, Jason Skull, Amber at Witches Talking Tarot, Tony Not the Tiger, Terry 16, and N. Kneva, who all chimed in with this one. The first concert I ever saw live, Poison said, we're going to play a brand new song that's from our upcoming album, and they debuted it. So the first concert I ever saw included this song. So it does hold a special place in my heart there. Poison, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Gomez?
I'll tell you, Brian, I really wanted to put this on my list, but I think I had this on my Poison list to begin with when we did episode 3 with Sean. And when we say episode 3, it feels like forever now.
Yeah.
It's only been a year ago when we did this.
Feels like
forever.
Ages, first time.
Ages ago.
Yeah. But check out episode 3. I had to say everything on that show. Great song, Brian, but it didn't make my list.
Melissa?
Not mine either, but let me tell you, I think that could be very much the honorable mention song.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's an excellent, excellent choice.
Well, now I'm even more curious to hear what you pick. So the timing's perfect. Melissa, we're back to you for your track 7.
So my track 7 comes from a movie that personally I think was very underrated for the 80s. I think at the time, because the actor was Adrian, that they didn't really see him in the role that he played in the 1987 movie Over the Top. But another man that did vocals and, in my opinion, ruled the 80s, right along with Peter Cetera, Mr. Kenny Loggins, with Meet Me Halfway.
Gomez is turning his baseball hat around right now as you're saying that.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What did I do?
We're not even on video, and I know he's doing it.
That's I already did it. I already did it.
Oh, no. What did I do?
It's on now.
Oh, what did I do? I love Over the Top.
Wait a minute. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
I love Over the Top. It's one of my
favorite movies.
Okay, all right. I'm like, what did I do wrong? I got scared.
No, come on. Lincoln Hawk.
I love that movie.
Bull Hurley. Oh. Come on. I love that.
Great movie.
Sounds like there's a good shot that this might be on your playlist, isn't it?
So, yes, it is, actually. Since Gomez had a big whoops in the beginning of the show, not realizing, since Gomez has been out of the show for quite a while, he's a little rusty. And I didn't realize one of the songs I picked, I thought it was 89. It was 1990 when you said it, Brian, in the beginning of the show. And it was Scorpions' Winds of Change.
Ah, okay.
So I went to my automatic backup that I always loved, and it was Kenny Loggins' Meet Me Halfway. So one of my favorite movies, of course, Over the Top.
Nice.
I love this song. The song is very powerful. Kenny Loggins is truly, like Peter Cetera, is a true 80s movie guy. He has so many great songs from Top Gun to Over the Top to wherever you can think of 80s movies, especially action-packed, drama-filled, everything you can think of. This song was so perfect. And this actually was one of those songs that actually brought me to my dad closer because we both love this movie. And even though my dad couldn't speak very good English at that point, he always said, hey, meet me halfway to the car. So I always think of the movie, you know what I mean? My dad, God rest his soul, I love him so much. I miss him. Dad, this was definitely for you. Kenny Loggins, Meet Me Halfway.
Well, by you changing the song out and putting it in at number 7, not only am I trifecta killing it, I'm bingo killing this one. I have so many axes here where I'm recording. I'm starting to fill the room up. It's getting claustrophobic in here.
And what's kind of funny, Brian, I mean, I think because we have not been on the show together for quite some time, which thank you again for all your help too, Brian. I can't mention that enough.
No problem.
I feel like we're out of sync, you and I. We usually have 2 or 3 songs we cross over.
Man, I'm hoping that there's only a couple shots left. So let's see with this one. Now this one, I could see either one of you maybe having this one. Maybe. Maybe. It's a song written by Michael Bolton.
What?
Yes, that Michael Bolton.
Jeez, I might now change my mind.
And it was actually co-written though. It wasn't only Michael Bolton. The co-writer was Paul Stanley, and that would be Paul Stanley of Kiss, my track 7 from 1989's Hot in the Shade, Kisses Forever. Reached number 8 on the Billboard US Hot 100 charts, making it the group's first top 40 single since I Was Made for Loving You reached number 1 in 1979. It was the band's last top 40 American single as of us recording tonight. Once again, folks, yes, Kidz Bop sings monster ballads.
Are you sure you did not get paid?
I swear
somehow?
To God, I didn't just pick up the CD and say, I'm just going to pick all these. When I was doing research, I was going, again? Damn it.
No, wait a minute. Did we get sponsored that I don't know about?
No.
Because I feel like every other song it's Kidz Bop.
See, look, funny thing is I've heard this CD, but I don't personally own it. And now my kids are too old for it. They would rather actually hear the real deal, which go me as a parent. I'm actually very proud of that.
I would be too, yes.
However, for parents with younger kids out there, this is a great way to get them into 80s music without them feeling like they're getting into 80s music.
Hey, even the Trolls World Tour. So I got to give a shout out to that because it helped Isabella listen to Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Any way you can get your kids to appreciate 80s music, do it. But this Kidz Bop Sings Monster Ballads has gotten way too much love tonight. Anyway.
Yes, it has.
Shout out to Patreon playlister Eric Chale, as well as on Twitter to Tazzy44, Steve from the On the Flight podcast, the So Wizard podcast, and Tony, not the Tiger, who all chimed in with my track 7, Kiss Forever. Gomez?
Dude, again, Kiss, great band. Love it. It did not make my list again. You know, it's another great song, though.
All right, Melissa?
It did not make my list. No Kiss on my list.
All right. With that being said, Melissa, your track 8 is Starships. Nothing's going to stop us now. Gomez, we're back to you.
Wow, back to me. So, number 8. I'm a huge fan of Bryan Adams. And one of the songs, of course, it's very popular, was Heaven. That song was actually inspired by Journey's hit Faithfully. It was done in a club music, I think it was by DJ Sammy Heaven. She just did a dance pop version of it, which I thought was pretty good. The song first appeared in a 1983 film, Night in Heaven, but it was not released as a single at that time. But it was in one of my other great movies with Adam Sandler, 2013, Grown Ups 2. So track 8, Bryan Adams, Heaven.
And it also made Kidz Bop Sings Monster Ballads.
What else is new? Jesus Christ. What else is new?
Unfortunately, it did not make my list. That's a kick-ass power ballad, though. I mean, that is an iconic power ballad. I absolutely love it. Just didn't make it. Not enough Aquanet for poor Brian, meaning me or Adams. Melissa?
Not mine either.
All right.
All right.
Well, moving on to my track 8. This is one of two songs on my list that is not considered part of the hair band era. Although my track 10 is not considered a hair band, but at the time the band took on that image, but we'll get to that later. My track 8 is, to me, a quintessential power ballad. I'm going to go with the title track and third single from 1984's Prince's Purple Rain. Reached number 2 on the Billboard US Hot 100 charts, and in 2016, following Prince's passing, the song re-entered the charts and reached number 4. So twice the song peaked in the top 5. It's an iconic song, ranks number 18 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and is included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Who can forget Prince closing out the Super Bowl 41 halftime show with this song in the pouring rain? And some interesting covers, not better, but interesting. In 1998, Leanne Rimes covered the song on her Sitting on Top of the World album. And in 2006, the legendary Etta James covered the song for her album All the Way. And in 2016, a country version, Dwight Yoakam, covered the song Bluegrass Style for his Swimming Pools Movie Stars album. Want to give a shout out to our friend Bobby at the FN Cultured podcast, the 80s Movie podcast, Tazzy44, and Ryan at the Soundtrack Your Life podcast, who all chimed in with my track 8, Prince's Purple Rain. Gomez?
Oh, Brian, that's a great, great pick. I wish it made my list. I didn't think about him at that point, but as you were describing it, I'm like, oh, man, I wish I did. And that Super Bowl performance was amazing because it literally was purple rain on the poor guy. Mm-hmm. Great pick, though, man.
Melissa?
Not on mine, but the perfect 80s power ballad pick, in my opinion.
Awesome, awesome. Well, there is no way tonight that I will be closing out first. That rarely happens lately on Playlist Wars, so I just wanted to make that point right now.
Yeah, that never happens at all, Perry. You always close out before me.
I'm always out way early, but for some reason tonight, I will be the last person standing no matter how this pie is sliced, if you want to, if that makes any sense. Anyway, Melissa, you are sadly closing out first. What do you have for track 9?
So this might possibly be, Brian, this could be maybe your honorable mention, because I haven't heard you say this band yet. And this was a suggestion as I started to think about people in my life and bands that they love. And my work husband absolutely loves Van Halen. So from 1986 5150 album, Why Can't This Be Love?
That's a great pick. That's a song that almost made my list. If Kenny Loggins wasn't going to be there, Van Halen would have been. I cannot say anything bad about that at all.
Yeah, that is a very, very, very possible honorable mention for me. I do want to give a shout out to two of our Patreon playlisters, Cactus Pete and Anthony Welk. While they didn't chime in with Why Can't This Be Love, they chimed in with When It's Love, another great song from the Sammy Hagar era. Love the pick. Also want to let people know we have a full Van Halen episode that you can go check out and see if that song made that one. That was with our good friend Rob from the Great Song Podcast. So go back and check out episode 32, The Battle of Van Halen. Unfortunately, did not make mine, but you are absolutely right, Melissa. That could be a very high honorable mention contender for me. Gomez, you're closing out now with your track 9.
So my track 9 is one of those songs I heard growing up. Always put a little tear in my eye because there was always that one girl back in grammar school and you think about, and you're like, damn, could have she been the one, but surely wasn't.
Centerfold?
No, not Centerfold, you putz. Oh, God, Brian, this is why I missed you. So track 9, I went with Krista Barr, The Lady in Red.
Sorry.
Hey, I didn't make any funny noises on yours.
I have a physical reaction to that song. I'm sorry, bad.
Okay, well, I don't, which is a good thing. It was just one of those songs that always stood out to me. It was a song about his wife. I guess they separated for a few months, and then he went to the club that she was at, and she was wearing that red dress, and that's what gave him the idea to for the song. The song title was supposed to be "The Way You Look Tonight," which he sings in the song, but when he saw her wearing the red dress, he must have dropped that idea and just said, "Damn, you look good in that red dress, lady." Well,
plus, Frank Sinatra probably would have been a little pissed because he has "The Way You Look Tonight."
True. And it was in one of my... I love this movie in 2004 was Dodgeball.
if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
So track 9, Crystal Barr, The Lady in Red.
Sadly, this song did not make Kidz Bop Monster Ballad, so it did not make my list, apparently.
Thank God.
And we all know how Melissa feels about it, so I'm not even going to ask. We'll just skip me.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. And we are going to move on to my last two tracks now, because I get to go back to back to close out here. And the first one shouldn't shock anybody. I am going with the second single from 1985's Theater of Pain, going with Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home. Reached number 89 on the Billboard US Hot 100. Believe it or not, the 1991 remix actually charted higher, reached number 37. We talked about this song a ton way back at episode 12. The Battle of Motley Crue, along with Derek from the IF and Love This Record podcast. So if you want to hear us talk about this song more, go back to episode 12. I will say, though, in 2005, Limp Bizkit covered the song in a mashup with The Verve's Bittersweet Symphony for their Greatest Hits compilation. And in 2014, country singer Justin Moore covered the song with Vince Neil on the Nashville Outlaws, A Tribute to Motley Crue compilation. And once again, in 2011, you can find a cover on Kidz Bop Sings Monster Ballad. Shout out to Patreon playlister Brad Sorensen, as well as on Twitter to Ryan Wilson, Jason Skull, Kelly Madden from the Drunk Theory podcast, The Shane and I Show, and N. Kniva, who all chimed in with this one. Gomez, I know it didn't make your playlist, but if you have any thoughts on Home Sweet Home.
Well, I will say this. I have two songs now that are fighting for my honorable mentions. But for right now, sir, please, let's close out your track.
You can't skip Melissa twice. We skipped her on the last one.
Well, sorry. that was payback for me from before, and I'm only kidding.
I get it. I made a... I know. Listen, deserving.
Gomez has cut you
deserving.
Off.
I'm done. It's okay.
I'm sorry, Melissa.
No, it's a great song. It's one of the songs that's actually in a like constant rotation in my car of music of songs that I play. So all great right. song. I didn't think about it in that vein, but good choice.
But Brian, you forgot the movie, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, you're right.
Oh my God, I love that movie too.
When he sings it in the car when they said he was trying to kill himself.
Yes. Motley Lou.
Motley Lou.
So, my track 10, my closer, this is the one song on my list that I honestly thought was a easy trifecta. And tonight we don't have any trifectas. So surprising on that one. And I'm going back to 1987. It's a song that reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. From 1987's Bad Animals, I'm going with Hearts Alone. Originally recorded by I-10 from their 1983 album, Taking a Cold Look. But let's be honest, many people don't even know this is an actual cover because Heart made it their own. I talked about this song as well as the amazing acoustic version the band recorded for the 1995 The Road Alone album on episode 44, The Ballad of Heart, featuring our good friend Lance Levine from the Record Store podcast. If you're a fan of Heart, definitely, definitely check that episode out. But I will re-mention the quote-unquote cover of the I-10 song that came out in 1984 featuring John Stamos, yes, Uncle Jesse, and Valerie Stevenson, who covered the song for the CBS sitcom Dreams. If you head over to the Battle of Heart page at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, you could view it there. But just a reminder, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Shout out on Twitter to Kelly Madden and Casey, who both chimed in with this, in my humble opinion, masterpiece of a power ballad. My track 10, Hearts Alone. Yes, they're not a hair band, but at this point, the band was all in on that image. Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson had the teased up hair, enough Aquanet to cover the whole playlist. But man, did this song kick absolute ass. Gomez.
Great, great pick. But I still say Tina needed a little bit more than they did.
I love Heart, and I when I saw them in concert, I had a whole new love and respect for them. Kind of like on the emotional side of this, once you've seen a bad Heart cover band, it takes a lot to get you back into Heart again, and you have to really listen to the stuff. And if there was any song at all that would be something that even a bad band could not do it bad, it's Alone. It's just such a great song. The two of them are such a powerhouse together. That's another great choice. I can't, Brian, your list is like, I'm looking at it going, wow, I missed a whole lot. Like, these weren't even on, you know, version 7 of the multiple lists I made. I missed a whole lot.
Well, I feel like there's definitely a part 2 possibility here, because before we get to our honorable mentions, we have a few Patreon playlists or chime-ins that we didn't even touch. And I feel like a lot of these are going to make you at least raise your eyebrow. Anthony Welk Jr. chimed in with Def Leppard's Love Bites and Journey's Open Arms. Brad Sorensen chimed in with Journey's Faithfully and Aerosmith's Angel. David Lee Smith chimed in with ZZ Top's Rough Boy. D.R. Owens 901 chimed in with Night Ranger's Sister Christian. That one I was hoping somebody picked, because that would have been an easy honorable mention for me. Cactus Pete chimed in with Steelheart's I'll Never Let You Go. Tim McKay chimed in with a trio of songs that very easily could have made my list. Faster Pussycat's House of Pain, White Lion's When the Children Cry, and Slaughter's Fly to the Angels. Eric Chail, I know we synced up a couple times in this episode, but he also had Enough's Enough's Fly High Michelle, Dawkins' Walk Away, Vinnie Vincent Invasion's That Time of Year, and Pretty Boy Floyd's I Wanna Be With You. And finally, Movie Lovers and TV Lovers Unite chimed in with the Dark Power Ballad from Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne, Close My Eyes Forever. That one was creeping in and out of my list. A bunch of amazing songs here. Man, I could easily see a Power Ballads Part 2, because I don't think we've scratched the surface.
I agree with you 100%. Just the list that the Patreons came up with alone, if you put that together, you would have an ultimate list of 80s power ballads. I did not think of any of those songs that were listed, and there's some great choices in what they came up with.
I will actually agree with this. I could say we could do an 80s power ballad part 2. I'm for it.
And this is definitely one where, no matter how we slice it, the message we're going to get the most, how did none of you include insert song here?
Or why did you pick this song, insert here?
We haven't even scratched the surface, and we basically had no trifectas tonight. So this is going to be very, very interesting. Three great lists all around. I don't think there's a way to really, truly please everybody with this list, but there's definitely three unique approaches here. While we have no trifectas in any way, shape, or form, I apologize for that, I guess, what, fourfold here. Maybe we will have an honorary one, Melissa. Why don't you go with your honorable mention pick of the night?
I had to, when you said it, it clicked, Brian, and there was no way of all the songs, I've been writing them down as we go. My honorable mention has to be Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
All right. Gomez.
So I'm in between two songs. One is from Brian and one is from Melissa. And I will say it, I have to go with Air Supply on this one. I'm all out of love.
Man. Well, my honorable mention is going to give us an honorary trifecta, and it's going to be for one of two songs. And I'm looking at those two songs, and I'm debating which one. And those two songs are Starships, Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now, and Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love Is. Now, the negative part of Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love is the whole Tom Cruise butt singing thing that I really is ingrained in my head. However, I Want to Know What Love Is has a great gospel choir, and I did not get stuck in traffic listening to it. So my honorable mention, giving an honorary trifecta to Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is.
Do you want to sing it out loud?
No, and I don't want you to show me either.
Oh, come on.
All right, well, now is the time of the episode where we're each going to go through our playlists, track 1 through 10, including our honorable mention, so people can hear our idea of an 80s power ballad playlist in its entirety. Melissa, why don't we kick things off with yours?
All right, so close your eyes, people, get in the mood, and we're going to start with Air Supply's All Out of Love, followed by Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love Is, Toto, I won't hold you back. We've got tonight Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton's version. The search is over, Survivor. Chicago's Look Away, Meet Me Halfway, Kenny Loggins, or if you find it on the Over the Top soundtrack. Nothing Gonna Stop Us Now from Starships, Why Can't This Be Love, Van Halen. Number 10, Heaven, warrants Heaven, and my honorable mention of Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison.
Gomez.
Track 1, Whitesnake, Is This Love? Track 2, Whole Oats, Out of Touch? Track 3, Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now? Track 4, Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero. Track 5, Phil Collins, Long, Long Way to Go. Track 6, Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. Track 7, Kenny Loggins, Meet Me Halfway. Track 8, Bryan Adams, Heaven. Track 9, Chris de Bras, Lady in Red. Track 10, Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. By the way, I did forget to tell everybody what was my original track 10. Mm-hmm. So, playlisters, I chose Journey, Don't Stop Believing. I had it. I thought it would have been a good power ballad, but we had an argument over it.
I think that's a mid-tempo rocker, and I think people would have called you out. I think you picked the perfect closer compared. And just my humble opinion.
We usually do not discuss it, but this is where I actually needed Brian's help because I wasn't 100% sure. So I chose a different song, so I went with Foreigner. I Want to Know What Love Is. And my honorable mention, Melissa, who made me belt it out in the beginning of the show, Air Supply, All Out of Love. I'm not lost without her.
All right. And my playlist, which really had no crossovers with anybody except one time with Melissa, I started with Skid Row's I'll Remember You. Track 2, Warrants Heaven, which was the crossover. Track 3's Tesla's Love Song. Track 4, Cinderella's Nobody's Fool. Track 5, Bon Jovi, I'll Be There For You. Track 6, Poison, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Track 7, Kiss Forever. Track 8, Prince's Purple Rain. Track 9, Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home. And track 10, The Unbelievable Heart with Alone. With my honorable mention, I Want to Know What Love Is. Three very different and unique 80s power ballad playlists. Playlisters, you got your work cut out for you. Now we turn it over to you. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, visit the 80s power ballads page, and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. Melissa, as always, an absolute honor and pleasure having you on. Why don't you tell people once again where they could check out Songs from the Attic every Sunday morning?
Well, every Sunday from 10 to 11, you can join us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, Songs from the Attic Show Fans, and you can watch all of the shenanigans live. Or you can join us via the TuneIn Radio app, or you can stream our show on our website, WVOARadio.com. We'd love to have new listeners. It's a very fun, interactive group, along with listening to and keeping alive the music of Billy Joel and all of his band members.
Well, I got to say, Brian, as I said before during the show, I can't thank you enough for the last couple of weeks. You kept the show running without me. I can't thank you enough. And everybody who actually has filled in for me from the bottom of my heart, who has helped us out. Melissa, thank you for jumping on tonight with us. I was so happy that tonight's show was my first one back with you and Brian. I can't wait when we do 80s Power Ballad Part 2 with Melissa. We'll have her back on soon. Check us out on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. Vote who got it right, me, Brian, or Melissa. Also, check us out on Patreon.com/PlaylistWars. Or if you want to go fund me on my $50,000 or $100,000 Okinawa trip to see me fall down a rock. Support me on that too. Why not?
No, while you're singing The Glory of Love, though. Right. That's the thing. You need to be singing it.
I don't
that
know.
Glory of Love. Viral. La. That would be on Entertainment Tonight. I can see it now. I mean, you would be like catapulted.
Are you willing to take one for the team, Gomez, to really catapult this show into a household name? This is how we need to do it.
I'll tell you, if this happens, I hope I survive.
How high does he have to go into the mountain, Melissa?
Dude, they were actually pretty high up, man.
I know they were but for the sake of this, if you stood on like a pebble, would that count? Or
No. We need to go. You need to be up something where there's going to be like bumps because we have to get the reverb in his voice.
Melissa's like, we need to make sure at least three limbs are broken, or this is.
We got to make it worth it. You know, if you're going to do it, you know, like let's not.
I want to be stuck in an Okinawan hospital going. Someone get me back to Jersey. Oh my God.
You're going to be like, what's his name in Grown Ups when he's in the full body cast when they go to the basketball game?
I am not being him. No way. I am not going to have my arms up in the air. No way.
It's going to be like that episode where Tweety Bird and Sylvester are in the hospital.
With the dog.
With the dog. And they're sitting there like using a drill to screw open the cast and drop dynamite in it.
Brian, if you were there joining me, yes, I'd be doing the same thing to you.
No, no, I'm just color commentary. I'll just be reporting.
I am filming. I am filming.
Oh my God. I can't believe we just did. We're sort of jumping off the rails. So thank you everyone for listening. All the playlisters, everybody, the podcast family. We'll see you next time when a new battle takes place on Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.
I am a man that will fight.